up, everybody? I'm here with Simba, cooking with Simba and Brian Poole, where we chop it up, the virtual version. I'm sorry?
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. So we have some things to address. And Simba is, where are you?
Ghana.
She's in Ghana right now because she decided to leave me, even though we got shit to do. But it's all good. So we have some stuff to address because I don't know if the people know that you were trending on Twitter today. She was trending on Twitter the other day, and she had like a clubhouse room with like 10,000 people in it.
It was 5,000, bro. It was like 5,000.
Oh, but it was a lot of people. But we definitely need to
get out. Bye.
Because you were trending, and people don't know why you were trending, and it seemed very controversial. So, explain why you were in the room, or why they called you into that clubhouse room, and why everybody kind of started coming at you. And she froze. She's still frozen. She's still frozen. Where are you? No?
I saw in the building.
Hey, you're
so frozen. My boy hit me.
You're frozen.
Wait.
You're completely frozen.
What? We look frozen.
Okay, so. Why did the room get controversial? Because I remember I hopped in the room, like I think I was midway, and the girls was pretty much, one girl was like, I don't understand some, you can't talk about Jamaicans women's pussies and blah, 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 and not expect us to talk about it. And then you were just giving it to them like, good. So how did that kind of start?
So they started talking about, so it was a Nigerian hosted room. Okay. So the and there were Nigerians and Nigerian women, and some part of the conversation, I made a comment that Nigerian pussy is whack, and I did that. Whoa, the room got heated.
Wait. Why do you feel like Nigerian pussy is whack?
Because the Nigerian niggas that I fuck tell me that.
Oh.
In addition to, I've seen Nigerian women fuck and the shit is whack. Their dick sucking skills are fucking whack. Bitches are not writing, like, talking about your knee hurt. Bitch, get the fucking coin, ride the dick, and then fuck it afterwards. Like,
yo, you're crazy. Okay, so back to the conversation. It got heated. The girls were like, whoa, then.
Yeah. Girls got mad, but then when I started to give them facts, like, here's the deal. When you suck dick, is the lower portion of your mouth full with spit or is it dry? Dry ass head is why your pussy is whack. Secondly, there are 20 women on this panel. How many of you are doing anal?
Everybody quiet. I think I hopped in for that part.
In the bedroom, but you mad in this clubhouse room, bitch. Fucking tongue in your nigga's asshole. You not trying to fucking put his little ass dick in your butthole. And you talking about your shit is popping? It's not. Sorry, in real life. That's why they're coming to me and they're paying top dollar.
Yeah, I remember you explaining to these girls because they were going back and forth with you, like you don't have to do these certain things to your man.
Yeah, but
I don't think they were processing what you were saying.
They want anal play, they want BDSM, they want to just be a freak, they want three and four sums. Y'all bitches is not giving that up. What do you expect?
And it's funny because if they actually just take advice from you and do like a little more of what you're saying, then they'll be able to like kind of maybe.
Culturally, it's not their fault because sex for them has always been a traditional kind of thing with your husband, with your whatever, with your spouse. And to start exploring sexually is something foreign to maybe not even just Nigerian women, but maybe African women in general, because it's looked down upon if you're too freaky. It's like a shallow behavior. But guess what? These niggas are fucking buying pussy outside of you. So if he having a shallow behavior by buying pussy, then maybe you should pick up some of these shallow traits so he can buy less pussy and you can be putting it in. However, at the same time, that's also all bullshit because a nigga can have the freakiest bitch at home and he'll still be outside buying pussy. So
that's also facts. That's also facts. So how did Dangote kind of get in the conversation? And who is Dangote for people who don't know?
If you don't know who Dangote is, slap yourself right now. Because when I meet you, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. He's my baby father.
He's your baby father?
Yes, Dangote.
Dangote? How much is he worth?
A lot.
He gets you cute. Thinking about it?
He's so cute.
Okay, back to the question, though. How did he get in the conversation?
What was the question?
The question is, how did Dangote get into this clubhouse conversation?
I think the conversation, that's what the conversation was about. I'm sorry. Y'all know I'll be fucking scatterbrained. It was about sugar babies and the whole scam. The two girls that came out with pictures of him. One was a picture of showing his butt. How you going to have me on here looking crazy? Why wouldn't you tell me to do my makeup and take a shower? I'm so
mad. You'll be fine. We're just addressing the situation.
Anyway, so they were talking about the situation, making it a big deal. Like, it's really not a big deal. What's the golfer's name? What's the golfer's name?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. You know his wife. 67 bitches came out. And he doesn't have nearly as much money. I think Dangote is doing a very good job keeping his things on the wrap. Let him fucking be. Period. Okay?
Okay. Cool. So something else that was happening on Clubhouse was the Nigeria versus Ghana, which I'm completely confused about, obviously, because I'm not Nigerian or Ghanaian. But, like, what was that about?
I think you got it all wrong. There is no Nigeria versus
Ghana.
Your imagination is fucking wild.
Maybe it was something about Nigerian food. What? Girl, you know, I didn't understand half of what y'all was talking about. I just knew that you were trending. Simba was trending all over Twitter, along with Dangote next to your name. And the clip from episode 4, while people watch RHOA, was trending of you saying Jamaican women are the ugliest women. And they were coming for you.
Yeah. Oh my God. People take offense to everything on this fucking planet.
Let me say, Simba, what country has the ugliest bitches? I was like, whoa, that's a question.
What country is it?
I was like, Jamaica.
I fuck with Jamaica way more than I do Trinidad. Mm-hmm. However, I deal with the facts of life. It's not always the thing that people want to hear, but it is what it is, and it's my truth. Yeah. My friend, a multi-billionaire, calls me and goes, Simba, where can I go to find the ugliest beaches? I said, beaches? Well, I don't know about the ugliest beaches. He said, no, you know my English, bitches. I said, oh, bitches. A fucking non-English speaking billionaire. Like, that should make my pussy wet. Anyway, so I was like, I had to think about it. I was like, oh shit, I had to scratch my wig. I was like, and I was like, you know what? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, ugly women turn me on, and I'm tired of going to places and everyone looks so beautiful. I want to go somewhere with the ugliest bitches. Where can I go? I'm going to take my private. And I was like, nigga, I'm gonna pay for this fucking answer. And then I said, you know what? Go to Jamaica. Go to Jamaica. You'll get ugly bitches that can fuck. You'll get a good fucking time. You'll have a beautiful scenery. And you can get all the ugly bitches you want in the whole wide world and still get what you want out of it in the end. I wasn't trying to play Jamaican bitches, but all the places I've been to in the world with the best vibe, best energy, great food and ugly bitches that'll fuck the shit out of you, it's Jamaica. The fuck do you want me to say?
True that. I mean,
if I said Trinidad, bitches want me. If I said Haiti, the Haiti bitches want me. If I said Dominican Republic, Dominican Republic. I don't got time. Y'all can say what the fuck y'all want to say. I know I'm not the prettiest girl in the room. Look at me. But a nigga about to come over right now to give me 4K. Okay.
And y'all, you said you were sending me 2K, so waiting for it, right?
Never said I was sending you 2K.
You said I'll send you
Naira. How about that?
You send me 2K what?
Naira.
How much is Nigeria? That?
Like $4.
Bitch, I'm worth more than $4. I deserve a coin from you for what I put up with.
Please stay focused.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, so Clubhouse. All right, the last thing that was going on, it was the food, right? They were talking about the food situation in Nigeria, or you said something like Nigerian no. has terrible food.
Nigeria does have terrible food. Oh my God. Nigerian food, I'm sorry. I love so many things about Nigeria. I love the people. I love their ability to just be free and forward. I love the music. I love the fact that I can go to Nigeria and I can go shopping. Not for shoes, but definitely clothes. I love the energy. It's a different kind of energy there. You go there and you fall in love with the place. But I also love the fact that when I go there, I lose a lot of weight because that Nigerian food, the meat that you need to use your shark teeth, you know those fucking, those yeah. things right there.
That thing right there.
Full effect when you're in Nigeria because you have to bite the meat, pull it, tug it, grind it.
Ooh.
Yes, exactly. So I be straight pescatarian when I'm in Nigeria. And to me, it just doesn't have that much variety. Like, how much soup and motherfucking fufu am I going to eat? Like, oh my God. Food here in Ghana, the meat, you can just bite into it. Chew it. Friday. You know, I always give the parallel of Jamaica is Nigeria and Ghana is Trinidad.
Jamaica,
period.
Jamaica has good food too.
You're Jamaican. I expect you to be just like the bitches on Clubhouse. It's okay.
Ooh, I like Jamaican food. I like Trinidadian food. I like Guyanese
food. Yeah. But between Jamaican and Trinidadian food, which one you like better?
It depends on the dish.
Exactly.
Period. Because I'm not going to Jamaica for rice and peas. I'm not going to Trinidad for no rice and peas.
Bitch, everywhere in the world got fucking rice and peas. The fuck I'm you talking saying,
about? But Jamaican rice and peas is better than Trinidadian rice and peas. But
oh, fucking dry as fuck. Yeah, rice, rice and peas every day with what on it?
Gravy. Oxtail gravy.
Oh my God. Like, so, it is.
So it seems like Simba addressed everything she had to address about Clubhouse. You do have a room on Clubhouse, so people don't know about your room. So do you want to tell them about what room you have?
Talk about sex. I want to let these bitches know what these bitches asking for. Every time I fuck a nigga, I go in the Clubhouse and I let bitches know what the deal is and what the niggas are asking for. And that's it. It's that simple. And I answer questions. Like people give me stuff. I tell them what I would think. I'm not a clinically approved sexual expert. But guess what? You want to get sex advice from somebody that fucks 6 niggas or 600 niggas?
True. So, shout out to everybody for tuning in while Simba addressed everything that happened on Clubhouse. You can check out her Clubhouse, you know, just at, what is it, Simba's Erotic. Everything's at Simba's Erotic. You can check out on Clubhouse there. Like, subscribe, comment. What are you saying over there, Simba?
I have no idea what the name of the room is, but just find me on Clubhouse. And that's it. Like, it is what it is. Like, guys, I'm not here to be the bad guy. I'm really not. But sometimes my truth can offend people. And I'm not here to offend. I'm really just trying to fuck your husbands and get a coin.
Yep, and it's good to live in your truth. So like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube. We have way more content. Simba's coming back from Ghana soon.
I believe that you have me on here looking crazy like this.
That's fine. Simba's coming back from Ghana soon, and we have so much content planned. It's going to be so crazy. Tune in. This is where the real sex talk is. Like, nobody talking about sex like us. Nobody fucking 6, 8, 9, 10, 20.
Hey,
how like Simba. Huh?
How much guys you fuck this week?
That's a secret.
Let me tell you how much I fuck.
How much you fuck?
I've been out here in the 28.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck based on the money I made.
Ooh.
I fuck 6 guys.
Six guys.
Maybe five.
Are you willing to tell the people how much money you made?
No. Okay. Mind your fuck. It's more than two bitches salad.
Ooh, okay. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Cooking with Simba, Brian, Paul, where we chop it up. Like, subscribe, comment, and a YouTube, Instagram at Simba and Brian Paul. We're going to have extra content there. And Simba's about to find some of you guys on the streets and do interviews. So stay tuned for that, right?
Wait, hold on. Let me show them my thing. Hold on. I lost mad weight. I'm sorry. Can we get into this weight loss real quick?
Yeah, let's get into the weight loss. Ooh, yaddy, 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 yaddy. All right, could you show them the mic? So
wait, fuck the mic. Hold on. This is the mic. This is the mic right here.
Oh, ew.
What? Wait, hold on. Let me get the microphone. No, hold on.
She's gonna get us demonetized.
Oh, sorry. Come on, you just have to blank that out. The fuck?
I'm gonna blank.
Work on your editing skills. Stop. Hello.
Stop.
Work on your editing skills.
Pay me a coin.
Yo, so, I look crazy. Can we do this over? No. Oh my God. Crazy.
But before we go, ask me a question as if I'm somebody in the street and you're coming up to me. Ask me a question. Let's do this one time, real quick.
All right. Hi, beautiful.
What's up? Ooh, put that tongue.
Ooh. No, for real. What's your name?
My name is Brian. Brian Paul.
Oh my God. Is your sister the girl from Scooby-Doo?
Fuck you.
I just see you looking very Scooby-Doo-ish. And I just would like to say.
My hair's not done, you know, guys. A little mop on the hair.
No, actually, I thought you were doing a little role play. But anyway, how are you feeling in Ghana today?
I'm feeling great. You know, I just had a nice dinner. It's nice outside. I'm about to change and go party tonight, so I'm good.
Wow. How many balls did you suck this weekend?
Why would you ask me a question like that? That's very personal.
Because you look like somebody who sucks balls better than I do.
I do. I like when they gag and it goes down my throat, like the tea bag. Is that what the method's called, the tea bag?
Yes, Americans call it tea bags. Okay. I can't.
Yeah, I love balls deep in my mouth.
But did you get any money for it?
Why would I get money from it? I'm not a prostitute.
Oh, no, we got to go. She's not ready. Bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in to Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Chop it up. Can't get no money. Bye.
Like, subscribe, and comment. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.